The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and our good friend Pamela Gertz-Cabotti from HouseLogic.com joins us again this week. Brought to you by the NAR, HouseLogic.com features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Welcome back, Pamela. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Gil. How are you?
I am just fine. I mean, as fine as anybody is at this time of year when there just seems to be 18 million things to get done.
Oh, isn't that the truth? I was saying last week, you know, I've gotten the house decorated and we've moved on to the gifting. And actually, most of the gifting is done now. I'm happy to report we've gotten everybody taken care of. So now we're moving on to the cookie baking, which is going to happen between my son and I this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. And it seems like the new year now is right around the corner. So I and the editors at House Logic are really looking ahead to 2011 and some trends.
And speaking of trends, what do you see in the year ahead in terms of home trends?
Well, you know, with the economy, homeowners are focusing on smaller, practical home improvement projects. So, for example, rather than a full kitchen blowout, people are going to opt for more of a tune-up with paint and fixtures, for example. And in fact, we're doing that ourselves this January in our house. So we're right in line with that trend. There's also interest in updating rooms that get the most use in a home, like your bathroom, your bedroom, your basement. That makes sense because you're in them the most, right? You want to get the most out of them. People really want to make their home as comfortable as possible. And these are trends that are being reported now by Iconoculture. You know, you talked with one of their trend watchers, Nisa Hanna, earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sure did. So this kind of thing makes sense. I guess people are what in terms of investment? What are they trying to do here?
Well, they really want to invest in things that are going to give them the most bang for the buck. And we can talk about that if you like.
Yeah, always an important consideration, getting the most bang for the buck. So what are some of these things?
Okay, so four out of the top five projects with the highest recoup value nationally, according to the 2010-2011 cost versus value report from Remodeling Magazine, are these mid-range projects that offer a big payback for what you put into them. And these projects are great enhancements if you're trying to sell, too. I mean, they'll really step up your curb appeal.
Okay, what are they?
Okay, let me run through the short list. There's an entry door replacement, a garage door replacement, a mid-range minor kitchen remodel, and a wood deck addition. So, and I just want to point out that the cost versus value projects, these are based on specific but hypothetical projects. So they really offer a guidepost to what you might spend and recoup. But your costs and paybacks are really going to depend on what your particular project entails and where you live in the country.
All right. So tell me about that was intriguing. Tell me about the entry doors.
Okay. Well, you know, the entry door is, you know, the entrance to your house. It's how you say welcome to people. A steel door is a good choice if you want to be the most budget-minded compared with fiberglass and wood or other door materials. A simple model can sell for as little as $150. That's not including hardware, lock set, paint, labor, those things. And they go up from there, but you're going to find a great selection in the range of $200 to $400 on these steel doors. Steel is probably the strongest barrier against intruders, although fiberglass and wood are practically as good. But the real plus for steel is that replacing your entry door with that kind of a model, a steel model, actually reaps a profit in added home value. So Remodeling Magazine estimates that the total project cost of installing a 20-gauge steel door is about $1,200. But the project, on average, returns about 102% of cost. Now, we have more about other types of exterior doors, fiberglass and wood, at House Logic. Just search by door.
All right. I want to hear about the garage door project. A little surprised that's on the list.
Well, of course you do, because you're a guy, and you love garages. So as we discussed, men do love their garages. Certainly true for my husband. So the cost versus value report from Remodeling Magazine found that a steel garage door replacement project returns almost 84% of your investment, making it one of the better home improvement projects in terms of recouping value when a house sells. So, and you know, when you think about it, it makes some sense because your garage door is often the hardest working part of the house. I know in our family, we rarely go in and out the front door in our house. It's almost always going in and out the garage to the back kitchen door. And that's true, you know, for most families. So, you know, according to a study that was commissioned by window and door manufacturer Gerald Wen, Americans use a garage more than any other entry to the house, including the front door. So I'm not alone in that. So a standard door in wood or steel installed typically costs between $550 and $1,650. You know, that's $1,650 for a single door. And you're looking at $800 to $2,500 for a double door. But, you know, if you're looking for a heavy-duty aluminum door or a custom-made design, maybe in an exotic wood, gosh, the cost could easily reach $10,000.
So tell me more about the steel door, since that's what the cost versus value report focused on.
Well, you know, as with your entry door, steel is tough. It's a really strong material. They generally require very little maintenance compared with wood, and, you know, for instance, which needs to be repainted and refinished regularly. The one downside of a steel door is they can rust. So you want to touch up scratches promptly, and steel also can dent, so you need to be careful about the door in that regard. You don't want to be banging it into things. You can certainly lessen the risk of these downsides by choosing doors with 24 or 25 gauge panels rather than the 27 or 28 gauge, because the higher the gauge number, the thinner the metal. Or you can consider a steel door with, say, a fiberglass overlay, which is going to resist dents and won't rust. Fiberglass will need periodic repainting or restaining, though, because the color is going to fade over time. So if you want more information, you search garage doors at HouseLogic, and you can read more about wood or fiberglass garage doors.
All right, we got a little more time. You mentioned a minor kitchen project.
I did. In fact, I mentioned we have one on deck for January, so I'm very interested in this topic myself. And as I mentioned, 2011 is shaping up to be a year of tune-ups rather than blowouts for everybody. And the cost versus value report really supports that. So according to that report, a minor kitchen remodel in which you leave the cabinet boxes and add new fronts and hardware, you install new appliances, and you replace laminate countertops and flooring, you're going to repaint. That'll recoup you about 73% of the cost. Now, interestingly, a major mid-scale kitchen update still ranks high in terms of recoup value at 69%, but the recoup value has gone down since last year's report by about 3 percentage points. Now, we have some great tips at HouseLogic to help you maximize your return on investment, whether you want a mid-range or low-end or high-end remodel.
Can you give me a quick one?
Sure. If you're doing your kitchen, try and plan at least 6 months in advance of the work. And the reason for that is so you can thoroughly evaluate your priorities and you won't be tempted to change your mind during construction. You know, contractors often have clauses in their contracts that specify additional costs for amendments to the original plan.
Yeah, I would imagine you also want to avoid tearing down walls.
Yeah, it's a really good point. Keeping the same footprint really helps keep the costs in check. No matter the size and scope of your planned kitchen, you can save major expenses by not rearranging walls and by relocating any new plumbing fixtures near existing plumbing pipes. More about that at HouseLogic, too.
All right. You find out more about all of this at HouseLogic.com. Pamela Gertz-Kabati from HouseLogic.com. Great talking to you as always.
Thanks, Gil. Great talking to you, too.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.